Welcome back. Tonight, we're with Skipjack. This is Red Barn Radio.
Oh, bear me away on your snow white wings to my immortal
home. Walked up and down to try to find something to eat in town. He looked the menu through and through to see what a dollar bill could do. Oh, one meatball, no spaghetti. One meatball,
no spaghetti.
All he could get was
one meatball.
Told the waiter near at hand the simple meal that he had planned. The diners were startled, one at all, to hear that waiter loudly call. Oh, one meatball,
no spaghetti.
One meatball,
no spaghetti.
All this here gent wants is
one meatball.
Felt ill at ease, said, some bread, sir, if you please. The waiter hollered down the hall,
gets no bread with one meatball.
Oh, one meatball,
no spaghetti.
One meatball,
no spaghetti.
All he could get was
one meatball.
Little man felt really bad, cause one meatball was all he had. In his dreams he hears the waiter call,
you gets no bread with one meatball. Oh, one meatball,
no spaghetti.
One meatball,
no spaghetti.
All he could get was
one meatball.
One more time, children. One meatball,
no spaghetti.
One meatball,
no spaghetti.
All he could get was
one meatball.
Thank you.
Let me talk to Robin for a second about this dulcimer. So how did you find yourself choosing dulcimer in addition to other instruments, but what is special about dulcimer to you?
I actually started out on the fingerstyle guitar. And I'd taken lessons from Duck Baker, too, a long time ago. And we joined the Louisville Dulcimer Society because my husband, Bob, played lap dulcimer. Then we started going to Kentucky Music Weekend, which was the first time I actually heard a hammered dulcimer. And I really fell in love with it. And it turned out that a friend of mine, someone that we were playing in a band with, had one that it was Greek to him. He could not figure it out. It made no sense. It looked like a cheese slicer. You know, he just couldn't figure it out. So we traded. I gave him a mandolin I had, and he gave me the dulcimer. And I sat down, and I learned my first tune the first night. I think it was Over the Waterfall. I learned it the first night. I called him up. I says, listen, and I played it. The instrument just made sense to me. I just fell in love with it when I first heard it, and I've kind of been with it ever since. The dulcimer just made sense to me as soon as I picked it up. How it was laid out seemed logical. How I played it seemed very logical. But then other people pick up the banjo. The banjo just makes sense to them right away, or guitar or mandolin. I don't know whether it's how your brain works or what, but I think there's certain instruments that you can play maybe better than other instruments you might try. You never want to hear me play whistle.
There was an old man from Calcutta who had a most terrible stutter. He said, pa-pa-pa, please pass the cha-cha, cha-cha-cha cheese. And the pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa
was an old man from Calcutta who had a most terrible stutter.
He said,
please pass the
judge a cheese stutter.
And the
butter.
We don't have one particular person that does any of the arranging. The arranging is all on the fly as we go. Someone will do something, and then he'll say, Todd, what you just did, that was amazing. Todd would say, I have no idea what it was. That way the songs evolve, and eventually we get the arrangements we want, rather than any one person actually sitting down and making an arrangement of any of this.
Next song is The Curtains of Night. It's a Carter Family song that is not as common as some. I learned it from my friend Kate Long.
When the curtains of night are pinned back by the stars and the beautiful moon climbs the sky and the dewdrops of heaven are kissing the rose, it is then that my memory flies. Go wherever you will, over land, over sea, I will share all your sorrows and cares. And that night when I kneel by my bedside and pray, I'll remember you, love, in my prayers. I have loved you too fondly to ever forget the words you have spoken to me. With a kiss of affection still warm on my lips, when you told me how true you would be. Go wherever you will, over land, over sea, I will share all your sorrows and cares. And at night when I kneel by my bedside and pray, I'll remember you, love, in my prayer. The message it bears to bring you a kiss of affection and say, I'll remember you, love, in my prayers. Go wherever you will, over land, over sea, I will share all your sorrows and cares. And at night when I kneel by my bedside and pray, I'll remember you, love, in my prayers.
As many bright spirits go with you through life, guide you up heaven's bright stairs, then bring you a kiss of affection and say, I'll remember you, love, in my prayers.
Go wherever you will, over land, over sea, I will share all your sorrows and cares. And at night when I kneel by my bedside and remember you, love, in my prayers. I'll remember you, love, in my prayers.
talk a little bit to us about geography of music and how it's inspired you to continue playing.
Sure. Music was one of the big ways that I got into the Appalachian region. I grew up in the Baltimore, Washington area, and playing the old-time music and mountain music was one of the things that brought me to North Carolina and then to Kentucky. That's been one of the areas that I brought into my academic work as well. And so I just, in 2012, finished a dissertation that examined the place of music, race, and gender on ideas about Appalachia. And so I was trying to figure out how people formed their ideas about the region from what they heard and how they imagined the musicians to be, what they imagined them to look like, or who they imagined their identity was.
What do you think surprised you the most out of what you found out?
That's a good question.
I'm digging all the way in those
files.
Oh,
yeah, what surprised me? Well, I guess what surprised me was how much it really did matter. You know, people like to say music is the universal language, but in many ways it's really not. I mean, people who I think are really used to the downbeat sometimes have trouble really hearing a backbeat and vice versa. And something as simple as that can make you feel comfortable with music or not feel comfortable. Likewise, I think that it's easy for a person to get discouraged if they're not encouraged to play. And so one of the things I like to promote is for everybody to play, regardless of if you feel like you're good or not, or whether you are supposed to be playing an instrument. I'm using air quotes, you know, whether it's okay for women to play trumpet or drums or whatever, or if it's okay for men to play a flute or something that's thought of as being more feminine.
Just joined us tonight. We're with Skip Jack on Red Barn Radio.
You talked a little bit earlier about learning the Scruggs style and running into a brick wall, so to speak.
It wasn't as much of a brick wall as it was sort of more like getting tangled up, trying to have your fingers move really fast and your vocals at the same time. And I guess I really wanted to play like Pete Seeger. And in Baltimore in the 1970s, you learned bluegrass. That was what was out there. And I wanted to play banjo. I wanted to play like him, and I couldn't figure out how he played. And I still can't figure out quite how he did it. But clawhammer style was a good approximation, and I heard that when I was in college, and so I switched from the bluegrass style to the old-time clawhammer style. I think of myself more as a vocalist, so it fit better, and it seemed to be easier to sing along with it. Oh, my soul, I'm bound for to rest in the arms of the angel Gabriel. And I'll climb up the hill and look to the west. I'm crossing over Jordan to the land. And I'll sit me down in my old armchair, people. I will not be tired, though Satan may speak. I will take my ease as I warm myself up by the fire. And I'll shout, and I'll dance,
and I'll rise up early in the morning. I will arise and rub my sleepy eyes when old Gabriel comes blowing on his horn.
Oh, my soul, I'm bound for to rest. I'll rest just as sure as I am born. And I'll sing like a blackbird sitting on its nest when old Gabriel comes blowing on his horn. And I'll throw my clothes up on the shore.
New garments I will have to wear.
And I'll have brand new shoes. Never get the blues. The angels will come and curl my hair. And I'll shout, and I'll dance.
I'll dance and I'll rise up early in the morning. I will arise and rub my sleepy eyes when old Gabriel comes blowing on his horn.
Time for me to leave. I'll pack up my bandbox and go. Goodbye, old friends. There's no time for to grieve, for I'm moving up to glory very slow. And I'll eat my meals three times a day.
You bet your life I will not be late.
And I'll have lots of fun when all you people come, cause I'm gonna take the tickets at the gate. And I'll shout, and I'll dance,
and I'll rise up early in the morning. I will arise and rub my sleepy eyes when old Gabriel comes blowing on his horn.
And
I'll shout, and I'll dance, and I'll rise up early in the morning. I will arise and rub my sleepy eyes when old Gabriel comes blowing on his horn. When old Gabriel comes blowing on his horn. When old Gabriel comes blowing on his horn.
Derail you from music. Sometimes you need to take a break and then come back in. And some people, you have to get away from it in order to either appreciate it or to learn something or just to ease the burn out of the burnout. If you maybe play too much or too many of the same songs, you just need to give your fingers and brain a little bit of a rest.
Or your spouse or your roommates who say, can you play another song after you've played the same one 1,000 times, right, Robin?
Yeah, I had my children many times ask, you know, Mom, we know you know more than one song. Could you just please play some of the other ones for a while?
Todd, you got your start in fourth grade.
Yeah, I've been playing since the fourth grade. Had a lot of music in my life with my sister teaching me to play also the guitar, and she played banjo and taught me a little bit on banjo. And I mean, I've always had music in some way involved in my life, but did have like a break for about 10 years where I didn't really do much of anything with music, and stumbled upon a Monday night dance group with Robin and her husband Bob in it, and started playing with them, and I haven't stopped since again. So I've got to have music going somewhere.
So what happened in that 10-year break? Did you work on any music at all, or did you just really take a true break from it?
Music had been what I wanted to do with my life, and I didn't see it was going to happen, and I was trying to do other things and just ignoring it. Wouldn't let me ignore it anymore, so started playing again.
Creole Belle, I love her well, my darling baby, my Creole Belle, my Creole Belle, I love her well, my darling baby, my Creole Belle, when the stars shine, well, she'll be mine. My darling baby, my Creole Belle, when the stars shine, well, she'll be mine. My darling baby, my Creole Belle.
Thank you. I'd like to thank our guest, Skip Jack, for being with us here tonight on Red Barn Radio. Thanks to all of you for making this a great night. Also like to thank those of you listening to our webcast and those listening to us on the Red Barn network of stations. The members of our studio audience, we thank all of you for supporting the mission of Red Barn Radio to promote, preserve, and perform the music of Kentucky and the region. Red Barn Radio comes to you from our home, the Performance Hall at Arts Place in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Our website has updates and further information on our guests and our program. We're on the web at redbarnradio.com. I'm Donald Mason. Until we meet again, keep it spinning for one more The Encore with Skip Jack.
Prettiest girl I ever saw stood on the banks of the Arkansas. Her cheeks were red, and her eyes were green. Prettiest thing that ever I've seen. Wave the ocean and wave the sand, wave that pretty girl back to me. Wave the ocean and wave the sand, wave this way and wave again. Back turn and swing. I courted her.
bright, I stroll the lanes with hearts so light. For I asked her for her hand, my country called me to a foreign land. Wave the ocean and wave the sea, wave that pretty girl back to me. Wave the ocean and wave the sand, wave this way and wave again. Back turn and swing. Ocean and wave the sea, wave that pretty girl back to me. Wave the ocean and wave the sand, wave this way and wave again. Back turn and swing. It was three long years till I returned, but I wasn't ready for what I learned. As I'd set sail on a silver tide, a fever had stolen away my pride. I'll go down to the silver strand where the waves come crashing upon the land. I'll take this ring that was for my bride, throw it into the rolling tide. Wave the ocean and wave the sea, wave that pretty girl back to me. Wave the ocean and wave the sand, wave this way and wave again. Back turn and swing.
Red Barn Radio would like to thank Robin, Todd, Aviv, and Deborah, Skipjack, for being with us tonight. Campus Computer Repair Service is Red Barn Radio's computer maintenance source, offering personal and professional repair for home and small business PC, Mac, and iPad users. They've been recognized as one of the top 5% of all computer repair providers in the country. For more information, they're on the web at campuscomputerrepair.net. Our thanks to Marco's Pizza for supplying food for our musical guests and volunteers. Marco's authentic Italian pizza with fresh ingredients and consistent levels of quality and freshness. You can find a store near you at cms.marcos.com. Red Barn Radio's executive producer is Ed Commons, who also directs our show. We also thank our volunteers, especially Glenn and Linda Dawson, Lynn Hacker for her help with our social media. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. You can attend a Red Barn Radio concert in person. You'll find performance dates and times at redbarnradio.com. The Red Barn Radio playout theme, Wookie Foot, was taken from a live performance of The Wooks here on Red Barn Radio. For more information on the band, they're on the web at wookoutamerica.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be here again on this station next week at this same time with the traditional music of Kentucky. I'm the voice of Red Barn Radio, Tom Brown. Red Barn Radio has been brought to you with the financial support of LexArts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council. Creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau, showcasing the premier places to experience in Central Kentucky. Visit Lex.com. We're more than just bluegrass. Red Barn Radio is a production of Red Barn Radio, LLC.